I have a story to tell.
Out front.
I want to tell you the truth about girls.
David and me were fishing.
I was born on the island of Malta.
Now, you may ask yourself why a modern gal like myself would allow something like this to happen.
This is Out Front.
Hello, I'm Paul Nguyen at the intersection of Jane and Finch in Toronto. Welcome to Out Front.
The community known as Jane and Finch has been one of the worst hit by a rash of gun violence in the city this year.
Near Jane and Finch, a housing complex where a four-year-old boy was injured this summer in a drive-by shooting.
Growing up in the hood and hit you before you hear it is. The only way to survive in this life that we live in is.
So that's what the media says about Jane and Finch. That's the picture they paint of my neighborhood. I'm going to take you on a tour and introduce you to some of the people that live here who can give you the full picture, the real picture of Jane and Finch.
This is the life that I live. This is the life that I live. This is the life that I live. This is the life that I live.
I am standing at the intersection of Jane and Finch. It's a place north of Toronto. In front of me, north of the intersection, you see the three Palisades buildings. And basically, it's kind of our landmark here because it's the tallest structure in Jane and Finch.
It's nothing like what the media says, actually. That I can honestly say. It's nothing like what the media makes it out to be. It looks like a lot of other neighborhoods throughout the city.
My parents immigrated from Vietnam. We actually were living in downtown Toronto, and they ended up here. I don't know why. But we were here. I was here basically since I was 5 or 6 years old. And I grew up here. And, I mean, a lot of people who are from Jane and Finch, they like to use that cool mystique to their advantage. They're not even from Jane and Finch. They're, like, from Keelan Finch or something, but they would say I'm from Jane and Finch. I'm literally from Jane and Finch. Like, I could walk to the intersection, or I could spit from my house and hit the street sign. But, you know, for me, I walk the streets here, and I've never faced and never endured any kind of struggle or any kind of crime, or nothing has ever happened to me.
My name is Caleb Brown, resident of Jane and Finch for pretty much all my life. Right now we're just gonna take a little walk through my community, parts that I grew up in. It's now what, 1:30, 1:45 in the morning. We're walking through Connection. You can see it's very quiet. A lot of lights, but very quiet. Nothing big happening. We're just going to take a trip down memory lane and recap on some of the good and bad times that have happened in this area. One of the first things that came to mind when I think about this is when I used to come down here to visit my uncle. Man, this area, back in like the early 90s, it was like the spot to be.
We're standing in the parking lot of Jane Finch Mall, and it's a strip mall, really low, and there's only one level. To my left, there's a plaza. It's known as North Finch Plaza, and there's the Pizza Hut, and there's just people walking around going to work, and there's just buses passing by, and, you know, it's really quiet and peaceful here.
Ladies and gentlemen, be careful. We are going through Connections. Connections is located just south of Jane and Finch. The reason why they call it Connections is because it's a bunch of, like, it's a townhouse and complex that's just a maze. It's just like a bunch of connections and little alleyways that lead to here and there and here and there. And plus, if you ever need anything, you got to go to Connections because that's where it is. So that's what Connections is about. The history on Connections, it's like the Regent Park of Jane and Finch. That's what Connections really is. And people that live there, most times don't move. I mean, there's people that have been living in Connections for like 15 years steady, not moving. 30 years steady.
Couple generations
deep in Connections. They don't want to move. That's their home, right? But I mean, Connection has its glories and it has its flaws. Like, I can speak on my cousins who are from Connections, and I'm pretty sure everybody heard about it. Baby Brianna, the baby that got shot during a drive-by shooting and all that kind of stuff. And the media hooped it up to make it seem a lot worse than it was. I mean, nothing is worse than when a baby dies, yes. But that's not the only thing that ever happened in Connection. You know what I mean? But that's what gets put out there.
There's a lot of buildings in this area. It's really dense. And if you come to Jane and Finch, you'll see it's pure buildings. Most of them are just rental apartments. If you walk around Jane and Finch and you look around, you will predominantly see non-whites. And it's a lot of blacks, Asians, Indians, Spanish, basically all types of people under the rainbow. Every time I come inside, I gotta see my mama cry. Cause you think I'm gonna die or get locked up. All I'm hearing on the streets is
buck, 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 buck. All the sirens, look in my eyes. I guess the way the whole community is set up, the way how it looks and the way how it feels, you just, it's like you're forced to just know your neighbors. You're forced to be, you know, one community kind of thing. It's so dense and, I mean, you spit, the other person has to wipe off their shoe kind of thing, you know what I mean? That's how dense this area is. We're surrounded by community centers and stuff, and man, but just back, it's like back in the day, it was so, there's so much fun, like, being a kid in Jaden Finch was like the best thing on earth. And then what started to really ruin it was the relationship with the community and the police, and then all this, the drugs that started getting pushed around and whatever. I mean, it's not that everybody did it, but, you know, you have one bad apple in the bunch and it kind of ruins it for everybody.
Mark DeSilva.
It's not a bad place. You know what? If somebody from the Bronx came up to Jane and Finch, they'd be like, wow, this is a nice walk in the park. You know what? It's where, like, Mark Sims was born and raised in Jane and Finch. I came from another country. But I came from Sri Lanka, you know. Why did I come to Jane and Finch? It's where I landed, I can say. I guess because it is, unfortunately, the people say it's a low-income area. It's where everybody comes to start off. The rent is lower because the media has promoted it as a violent place. So, lucky for us, they promoted a violent place. So, immigrants come here to live because it is cheaper standard of living than, let's say, Richmond Hill. You know what? I know a lot of people that do move from Newfoundland, PEI, other places from Canada. They're like, wow, this is different. It's so many things. There's so many different things to look at.
Yeah, you want to say something? Huh?
What do you want to say about Jane and Finch?
Why do you like Jane and Finch?
Oh, I'm hardly here, man. I just come in, sleep, go to work. I can't tell you much.
All right.
Yeah, but...
That's just some guy out the window in the middle of the night. And he just talked to us.
Oh, yeah. He said, I mean, you don't have to be afraid coming to Jane and Finch. I mean, and now I'm looking here, it's like there's a lot more lights. First of all, second of all, the cameras. There's like little cameras all over the place. It's like, I feel like I'm being watched. You know what I mean? And it's sad, but that's what it is. It never used to be like this. Like, we're standing outside the Boys and Girls Club and look at the camera right there. Look at the security on the door. Look at the windows, man. It's sad, man. It really hurts because I feel like the people that are living here now are like trapped in a cage, man.
How we roll, how we bang on these streets. How we stroll, how we slang on these streets.
You know what, Jane and Finch is such a, it's like an island globe to itself. Jane and Finch is an island and we got pretty much the globe culture, like Sentinel Street is known, like we can say that's Little Italy, you know. Chalk Farm's like Little Jamaica and maybe, you know, Somalia. And then we got Jane and Wilson that's just a block down. We got maybe, you know, little Spain, you know, the Spanish cultures, you know. We got our own little cliques of groups that have their own area.
Right now we're just still walking through Connection. We're coming up by Oakdale Public School. Oh my God, Oakdale Public School. Now this school had all the track and field runners. Back in the day when I was in elementary school, Oakdale had all the track and field runners. These guys were like destined to be track and field stars. And it's sad, you know? It's like the system got the best of them and ended up in jail and stuff like that, and there was no real coaching to kind of guide them. You know what I mean?
Why are these old bikes here? There's like 6, 8 of them or something.
No, dog. This is fringe. I bet you someone still rides them, even without the seats. Could have probably stolen. But it's all good. We share it. One person steals it, the whole community.
Jane and Finch is a great multicultural place. If I was to describe it so I can give them a virtual tour, I can say if I drive you around 5 minutes, you will see different cultures by the decorations on their houses, you know, how they dress, how people walk. You can hear the music in the summertime, and you can know exactly what culture you're passing through. And that's what Jane and Finch is. If you want a virtual tour, all you got to do is just drive with your windows down or walk, and you will see all the different multicultures. That you know, if I drive by in the summer, I can hear one barbecue going, you know, blowing, you know, some Italian music, and then if I walk down the street, I can hear some salsa and merengue, or if I even go a little bit more, I can hear some reggae and calypso. You know, if I go a little bit more, I can hear some, you know, like a little bit more like Israeli.
I mean, we have problems here because of poverty, and people can't make enough money, working minimum wage. That's a problem, and people get into crime because they need money. They need to feed themselves to live. And so people, you know, obviously if you're in a poor area, there's going to be a little different kind of trouble here, and people have to hustle and do what they need to do to get by. And especially if they're not educated, or if they don't have opportunities for them, or if the government doesn't give them opportunities like jobs, then people have to find other ways and be creative to make money. So you can't really blame them for that.
Back in the day, before Oakdale Community Center was built, this was just an open field. And people used to come down here and it was like the battle zone right here. You know, it was like, this is where Topcliffe and Oakdale used to battle it out. This is where, you know, the snowball fights are, or just the fireworks. Man, on Canada Day, you come over here, all the kids outside shooting off their fireworks, having fun, enjoying life. And, you know, it's funny because back then, the parents never had to, Where's Caleb? Oh, where's Mark? Oh my God, outside. No. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because you knew that the community was set up. It was like one big family. If Mark's mom saw me outside smoking weed, she'll bust my ass just as bad as my dad would bust my ass.
There are certain problems here, but there are certain advantages you get growing up in Jane and Finch, which is that multicultural, diverse upbringing. I mean, you will learn things here that you won't learn anywhere else in the city or in other places in Canada, like that street smart, or basically dealing with all the other cultures and being exposed to other customs. So when you grow up here, you grow up with an open mind, and you're not really prejudiced against anyone, because we're all in the same boat here, and we're all like struggling to get by, so no one thinks they're better than anyone else. So here you'll find people that are very warm and welcoming, and you just find real people here.
Let me tell you, man, it's an old thing from way back in the day when your mom used to send you to go shopping, or when your mom used to go grocery shopping with you. The worst thing to do was to come home walking home with all them bags. You always have to have the shopping carts with you. Jane and Finch Mall Towers. No, the best was Food City. Food City, where they had the aisles with the different names of the streets. Do you remember that? Jane and Finch, boy. And that alone, I remember being proud. I only wanted to buy the candy that was on the Driftwood Avenue street, just because it was on Driftwood and I was from Driftwood.
This is the life that I live.
At the intersection of Jane and Finch in Toronto, I'm Paul Nguyen. This is Out Front.